Greetings and blessings, family and friends of Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. I am so sorry I'm not able to be here today, but I wanted to send this message and try a little something new for the new year and try to do a recording. So the lesson today is, so what's your legacy? All right, so here's to set this up. Home alone on a Sunday, last Sunday, and really rough night. So I'm saying to myself, hey, look, got the afternoon to myself, time for some really intensive Bible study, right? Not so much, because we also just happened to have this brand new 65-inch TV screen and access to an unlimited amount of video content, more than you can ever watch in 10 lifetimes. So, channeling my inner comrade, I chose a program called Ekaterina, The Rise of Catherine the Great. You may recall me telling you before that I majored in Russian, yes, Russian, in college. And though I failed miserably to actually learn Russian, I did maintain a somewhat, morbid fascination with all things Russian. And I especially am drawn to the twisted tale of Catherine the Great, who was just about as far away from Maggie Thatcher as you can possibly get. So I'm watching this, and thank God, the still small voice says, you know, Linda, you really don't need to be watching this. You really don't need to be watching this. So I go to Kindle, and I'm on the lookout for a book that's going to be a more suitable use for my time, which should be spent in prayer, right? And lo and behold, what is at the top of the stack? It's a book by Charles Spurgeon, The Power of Prayer. Wow, how is it that I have never even heard of this book? But I confess that I've always really struggled with prayer. No, please tell me that I'm not alone in this, peeps. Anybody else struggle with prayer? Okay, you don't have to hold up your hand. But I know we do, right? But here's the deal. Prayer is nothing more than talking to God. You're talking to God. It's how you build a relationship with Him. And hey, look, there are thousands of books on prayer. Thousands. And Jesus Himself even gave us a model prayer we call the Lord's Prayer, right? I simply do not believe that prayer was ever designed to be the prayer to end all prayers. In fact, it was meant to be the prayer to begin all prayers. It was designed to give you a template, a model, to help us build our own personal legacy of prayer. Amen? You know, unfortunately, we just don't have time to read the whole book on Spurgeon. I encourage you to do so. You can certainly get it on Kindle, The Power of Prayer. Let me give you a little bit of a taste of what he talks about. You know, I'm just going to put it into the three-step prayer of Spurgeon. You know, step one is simply this. Recognize that when you're praying, you're speaking to the creator of the universe. You're having a conversation with the invisible God. And so, with this realization, it really, prepares you for what you need to do in step two. And that is, ask specifically for what you want. Ask for what you want. Lay it out. I know I'm guilty of sort of falling into the same prayer. Not the Lord's Prayer necessarily, but I tend to ask for the same things over and over. And It's not like he doesn't want to hear from me, but he wants to know, what do you really want me to do for you? How can I help you? And he wants you to do it with fervency. And more than that, he wants you to argue for it. Not just, you don't just give a child everything you ask for, do you? Parents out there, hopefully not. You argue for it. Why do you want this? Why do I want this? Why do I want you to do this for me? Because it really helps grow up your prayer. And that's what prayer is meant to be, building a relationship. That's what you're doing. And in the process of doing it, and doing it distinctly, and doing it fervently, it's really, really building that relationship. You know, and last but not least, submit to your will. But a prayer is not thy will be done alone. But certainly you're going to submit to that. But pray for what you want and why you want it. And watch what happens. I mean, go for it, peeps. Let me just give an example. You know, we had a really, really rough night on Saturday. Head pastor up, helping me all night. But then the next day, we had a holiday because of Martin Luther King. And so what we were able to do was sleep in. And so I prayed because I'd spent the afternoon reading this book. And I said, Lord, please, I am asking for a peaceful night's rest. I've been having a lot of difficulty physically, just a lot of things going on. Don't need to get into any detail. Suffice to say, it's very disruptive, having a lot of trouble sleeping. And lo and behold, after this prayer, we were able to sleep until like 8 o'clock in the morning, which is unheard of. Absolutely unheard of. So that's just a humble example. Just a humble example. But just, you know, I'm urging you, in this new year, do something different with your prayer life. Grow it up. Because I want to leave you with a final thought. You know, this is what you don't want to happen. I used to live closer to downtown on a street called Monticello. And I had a really nice house. And I don't know, at that point, gosh, we were still, I don't think we had caller ID or, you know, voicemail or anything yet, but way back then in the old millennium. But I had this really nice house, you know. And I had a lady who used to call me. And before caller ID, I mean, you picked up the phone, you answered. And it was this person I never met, but she would answer it. Oh, Linda, how are you? How are you? How have you been? And I would have to say, I think you have the wrong number because I don't ever remember talking to you. And she would call repeatedly, and I would insist I'd never met her. And so this is what you don't want to happen when you're talking to the Lord. In fact, in the book of Matthew, 7th chapter, verses 22 and 23, this being the ESV, on that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, were we not? Did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons? Did we not do mighty works? And he says, away from me, I never knew you. Trust me, these are not the words you want to hear from your Lord and your Savior. In fact, my goodness, I lost a very good friend over the weekend. And we talked a lot. And we had a relationship. And oh, I'm going to miss her. I'm going to miss her. But I never doubted that we had that relationship. And it was built upon spending time. So do that. Do that while you're here. Build those relationships with the Lord, with other people, although that relationship you build with the Lord, then it's never going to go away. No one can ever, ever snatch that out of your hands. So go for it. In this new year, I urge you just to grow up your prayer life. And when you have a legacy and people speak of your legacy, you know, Linda, boy, she knew how to pray. Don't you want them to say that about you as well? I think so. So let's just end with a prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this awesome opportunity that you've given us to build a relationship with you through prayer. And I just, you know, I pray for just the boldness of everyone to not be timid, to be bold. Ask for what you want. Because the longer we spend with you, the closer we become to you. And I truly believe that's your desire. Build that relationship, because the longer we spend with you, the more we start to look like your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's why we're here. That's why we're here. And I'm so honored, Lord, that you allowed me the opportunity to lead this very good friend of mine to the Lord. And now I know beyond the shadow of a doubt, I will see her again and we will talk. And I'm looking forward to that day. So Heavenly Father, I pray that for all of us to have that kind of hope that only comes through a relationship with you through your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So we praise you, Lord, and we thank you. And just grant us the courage, Lord, to pray, to grow up and pray and praise your holy name. And we do it for your glory. Amen.